Welcome back to Magnetic North, the destination for every migrating feathered beauty on Earth, or so it seems to us bird brains. By that, I mean every bird lover, not just the watchers. Oh, like everyone, I watch the incoming warblers and Canada geese. I journal the dates that the first honker or golden-eyed duck puts down on our pond. But watching isn't enough for this kid. In addition, I feed, fawn over, and dispose of vast amounts of income on birds that could never arrive in this climate on their own. And given the choice, would probably live anywhere else, like Kauai or Key West. I'm talking chickens, flightless egg-laying ducks, heritage turkeys, and guinea hens. Ever since I retired the Christmas tree to the goat corral, I've pored over the poultry catalogs. It was a given that I'd replace dear old Tommy Turkey, Paul's pet gobbler. Some nasty beast feasted on the five-year-old bird last fall. The big problem with getting a duplicate turkey is that hatcheries have a minimum number they'll ship. My favorite nursery, Murray McMurray in Iowa, put the turkey order at a minimum of 15. That is a lot of turkey. So I resorted to our local internet bulletin board and offered to raise 13 of the 15 for anyone willing to pay the price of bird, shipping, and feed. In less than 2 weeks, all 13 were taken by eager local folk wanting to feast on heritage bourbon red turkey next Thanksgiving. Frankly, I imagine that a few will end up like me and my tender-hearted husband, adding an irresistibly bulky pet to their family and not to their freezer. My other orders included a few chickens, some extra laying ducks, having become totally addicted to their eggs for baking, and, fool that I am, 2 geese. This is the first time I have admitted publicly that I have once again tried to house geese on our property. Our last pair, a pair of white Chinese, were universally hated by my friends, family, and neighbors, not to mention my dog. This variety of goose is well known for being aggressive, mean, loud, and given to fastening on the nether regions of all who come close. Even I, the goddess of food, was not spared in the end. But the end did come, and I gave the pair away. Buff geese, McMurray's catalog avers, are different. Calm, sweet. And so I caved and ordered 2 buffs. I'll keep you posted as to the outcome, but just in case, I would be delighted to find a nearby allagoose meeting just to help me set boundaries, detach, and, well, you know, survive. All my flock is doing great despite the recent appearance of a small timberwolf pack in Colville. 3 dogs have been taken, as well as my entire flock of 8 guinea hens. This wipeout was the first since old Tom got gotten, and it was total. All I found was 1 uneaten heart and 8 mounds of feathers. But I'd be fibbing if I said I mourned their loss. Guinea hens are not mean, but they're not fun either. They screech constantly. The males fight. Although they did, as advertised, eat so many ticks that for once in 20 summers here, neither Paul nor I or our other pets lost a drop of blood to a tick last year. But guineas had a fatal attraction besides the tiny tick. Freshly laid chicken and duck eggs, and that, as all egg lovers will agree, is a capital offense. So I had 3 plans. Build them a coop of their own, give them to unsuspecting people, and thus make lifelong enemies, or eat the little criminals. I chose the latter plan. In fact, on the eve of their execution, I'd collected a number of tasty-looking recipes for guinea breast and gotten directions for butchering. My only qualm was the distress that I imagined catching them would engender in my sweet ducks and always hysterical hens. So thank you, voracious wolves. Just know that should you return for any more grub around here, I am packing pepper spray, plus a Red Ryder BB gun. At this writing, I'm also awaiting the birth of a few wild ducks and geese. If the pair of honkers haunting our meadow since March is nesting, and the male mallards have gotten lucky, I'll be on guard down by the pond 24/7 in a few more weeks, just about the same time that the local deer start their new families. With all this to watch, the extra hours of daylight are barely enough to take it all in, let alone plot and plan for new arrivals in the mail. But that day is a-coming when the post office calls and announces, "Your birds are here. You are coming in soon, right?" Ha! I'd sooner skip Christmas morning. This is Vicki Bakes Anderson for WTIP with Magnetic North.
Cars with fins, baby, for kerosene lamps. I pick up trucks and phonographs, the polyester pants, baseball cards, comic books.